Shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Kind of short and kind of square, through the foam in his mustache, his voice filled the air. Talking about a state of mind, son. Talking about the state of Jefferson.
Good morning, Jefferson. Today we're doing a little bit of change up here. Wynn and Terry are out on
assignment, I would
on
say.
On assignment, yep. And so my name's Sean, and
I'm Matt.
And we're filling in today. This is, if you want to call in, the number to call is 605-4567.
All right. Good morning, Jeffersonians. You know, I want to start out this morning a little different than before. I have two gift cards for what I consider to be the best coffee in the Redding community. It's for the Black Rose. So I've got two of these.
Love them.
Yes, they're awesome coffee. I couldn't live without them, I would say. And I have a Jefferson Rebellion sticker from a group out of Oregon. And you can check out their merchandise at jeffersonrebellion.com. And they're not connected to us, but they believe in the same thing we do as self-identifying Jeffersonians. You know, our community is very unique. You have ultra-conservatives. You have potheads. You have doctors, you have lawyers, you have people of all political spectrums that believe that we are Jeffersonians, that this is our community, and we're not tied to the South in any real cultural way anymore. So I'm going to give these two away, but for anybody that can answer these two questions, the first question is, how many times during a news broadcast on Channel 7 News do they bring up the Shanghai Shiver virus that we got going around? You know, this is important for you folks to understand. These shows are only about an hour long. I believe I stopped watching that propaganda a long time ago once I figured out what was going on. So I'd like to know from the audience here, how many times in an hour-long show do they bring that subject up? You know, because it's important to understand. The second card I want to give away is, I want to know how many homes were foreclosed on in Shasta County between 2008 and 2011. If you got that number, give me a call, because it goes to what's really going on within our community and the lack of any legitimate representation at all.
I think I could guess on one. The other one I wouldn't know. So.
Well, you know, we can discuss that. I think it's important because I need to clarify a couple things I said last time I was on the show, and some people are not going to like what I have to say here. So I want to address our local sheriff and our local law enforcement community. I'm not a vigilante. I'm not your enemy. But please stop bowing to the propaganda ministries of the Fourth Reich, because that's exactly what the record searchlight is, and I can prove it to you right now. On my YouTube channel, and if you figure out who I am, you'll find that, you can find a video where I document the example of color law abuses going on within licensing agencies of the elderly care facilities. What you won't find in that video is any documentation, screenshots from our local media covering that. It was a small paper up in that community that covered it, even though I know for a fact it can be proven in a court of law. What you will find, if you do your own research, is the record searchlight a year after these people victimized people in our community advocated for this agency's power to be expanded because of some food poisoning issue down south. Within a week, that agency's power was expanded through the fraudulent administrative law court system. These people are willing to cover up intentional victimization of the elderly in our community to betterment the power of the state. These people do not serve our community. And if you're too blind to figure out that they would absolutely egg you into war with people like me and then feed your dumb butts to the mob, then I don't know what to tell you. But the choice is going to come down to it. You either stand with the people in this community or you're going to face hell from all sides, because I'm not your enemy, but I'm not going to be overrun by the useful idiots building the Fourth Reich, which is why the left has no problem. The left government has no problem acting like fifth column for an insurgency against our country. I'm a veteran, and you people are pushing our country to war, so it's time to choose sides.
Yeah, well, that kind of leads to what we were talking to earlier about how they are you know, with social media, how they are indoctrinating our kids, the next generation, and then with censorship. Look at, I think there's at least four social media sites that Trump has been banned on.
Oh, well, it goes well beyond
for censorship.
Trump.
So it happens right here with the Record Searchlight. Some of the friends of the state of Jefferson can't even get stuff put into the paper.
They don't want an alternative. Look, they're trying to bring about a collectivist world government. And if communities like ours are able to break away from their little slavery system that they're trying to impose upon us, it would set an example that they couldn't handle. They would make war with us in a heartbeat before they would give us freedom. And that brings me to Doug LaMalfa. I am so done with this piece of... I got to watch my mouth because I'm on the radio here. But if you look at what this junk bag...
Ashley has her hand on the button.
I know, and I'm very careful with that. I truly try to be, especially in my line of work, you know. But I am a vet, so it does kind of slip out of it. Doug LaMalfa just proved for one final example that he will never, ever bring Jefferson forward or actually stand up. And in fact, when I saw the news of what he just did, I told my wife I'd probably get arrested next time I see him wearing a Jefferson hat. There was just an opportunity within the federal government to make D.C. a state. All he had to do was make his support for that contingent on the California government letting us go and the federal government accepting Jefferson. It was a perfect bargaining chip to move us forward. And it really pisses me off, especially when you listen to Aaron Ryan's show, We the People. You can't believe the stuff that she talks about and stand behind somebody that has no courage, no fortitude, and is doing everything possible to maintain the status quo all the way to the point where the people are left no choice but to use force.
Yeah. They're backing us into a corner for sure.
Yeah, it's crazy. And you know, I just don't get it. Do these people think that they're not going to suffer the consequences of what happens? I mean, all you have to do is look at social media right now. If you believe in the 4th of July, well, it's a racist. It's insane.
Being proud to be an American makes you some kind of an ist, right? Usually a racist nowadays.
Well, a white supremacist or that. I mean, you can go online right now and find a YouTube clip of a protest up in Olympia, Washington this past weekend. There was this little SJW woman running around blasting profanic music at these people. They started filming her. She stopped, called the cops on these people, and had such a mental breakdown that if you look at North Korea and the way that they maintain control of their people, it's the same mental propaganda and manipulation. And I want to bring this up again. How many times does Channel 7 News bring up that virus during an hour broadcast? Somebody please call in, because I'd hate to have to find another answer for that. Because when you understand the game of manipulation, you understand that most of our media is selling us out. And I worry about our next generation because what they're being taught.
Yeah. Well, I try to limit their exposure as best I can. You can't cut it all out because then they're completely unprepared for how to even deal with it, you know. But it's tough. It's tough. And the exposure is constant from their friends, the pressure to be on these different social media sites that are all, they all lean one way.
Oh, and, absolutely. You know what? Right now on Facebook, you can call for the execution of law enforcement. But if you talk about why people think Michelle Obama is not what he pretends to be, then you'll be censored. They're not censoring disinformation. They're censoring political ideas and conversations that they don't like because it protects their narrative that they want to present. I don't care what color you are. I don't care where you originally come from. If you believe in the concepts of America, you're my brother, you're my sister, and I will gladly lay down my life to protect your freedom.
Yeah. Well, I think the only way we can fight back really against them, if we're not going to get help with our representatives, is you have to fight back with your pocketbook. You can't support them or businesses that they support, or try not to as best you can.
Right. Well, that's why I gave up Starbucks coffee. I mean, I'm a coffee junkie. And the more politically active they are to suppress speech and the rights of others in the name of this and the name of that, the less I could stomach giving them my money, you know, because they use it against us.
That very right is how their platform started, and now they want to censor everybody, Twitter and Facebook. And
Well, you know what gets me is if you know history, and the left will dispute this quote, but it's an obvious example of the reality. Mussolini said that fascism should be better called corporatism because it's the merger of big government and big business interests. That's what all the regulations suppressing the mom-and-pop businesses are. That's why Coca-Cola and all these others are now boycotting Facebook for not censoring enough. It's because they serve the same agenda. You know, and the people that are going along with this, they're oblivious.
Oh, and I guess it's time to go to a break. Ashley's signaling me. So thank you for joining us this morning on Jefferson State of Mind. You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM.
Up in the hills of Northern California, we believe America is the home of the brave. What we got is earned by working it and handed out for free. We stand for the flag and pledge our allegiance for the last of a dying breed. Last of a dying breed.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. We bring you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites.
You'll hear from experts on national security, the environment, veterans affairs, world politics, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your John Deere Ag and Turf products.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. wethepeopleradio.us.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Room.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
This podcast is for storytellers of all kinds. We discuss everything from the hero's journey to how to slog through that pesky middle section of your book. From filling out your author's toolbox to answering your questions about the craft and the industry. From magic to...
In July, we're talking about getting your book into your target audience's hands, even if you're on a tight budget. August is Diagnosis Writer, which means we're taking a look at how to identify and solve common problems for many authors.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Ya cho dan nolei hayon kal bieten bada huid ni go at e danat a iye go ne hes ne lini No dos do besant de sons, na ba ye traya, bit a when ye go de net in, ne in de tan de pa ne lini, a hold a go benet ne da, Bate dalonte, heya bet asi hasen, tone hada sil sozende, toshi e so bensenilko, dat nat a od ato nehi kea bik ye ge kan ho jo nasli.
Welcome back, Jefferson State. That was the Star-Spangled Banner in Navajo.
Yeah, I think it's important to understand what's happening in our society right now. There are people with a political agenda that seek to divide us by the color of our skin, by our ethnic class, everything that separates us and makes us different. I don't view...
Because divided, we're weaker.
We're weaker, and we can't unite against what they're doing, which is why they're doing a lot of what they're doing. That was an example. The music there was a bridge of our history. You know, some of the biggest people I looked up to when I was growing up were all of different ethnic descent than I am, not because of the color of their skin, but because of what they accomplished and what they did. I mean, you look at the Navajo Windtalkers in the military. Those guys are the bomb. They were legends. They did what needed to be done for this country and put old grievances aside. But when you pick out a wound, it festers, it gets infected. And that's why, like the socialists in the 1930s, the modern socialists seek to do the same thing, exploit our differences to empower their agenda. And it's truly sad that so much of our society is lost in the fog. And I'd like to...
I just wanted to mention real quick, when you say growing up, people other than white were people you looked up to. When I was in grade school, there was this reading program, and if you read so certain amount of pages, you got a 6-inch sub. And that program was Ben Carson, Dr. Ben Carson. And it's funny because then when he started running for president, I thought, no way, this is the same Ben Carson. So I looked it up, and sure enough, you know, and that was my guy originally.
Right, right. You know, no, I get you.
I waited until the 11th hour to back who he was backing. But it is. I mean, you know, and I was growing up in the 80s and early 90s.
Right. Well, to be honest with you, I've never been a Ben Carson fan. I mean, he's all right, but I liked Alan Keyes. But he was suppressed when he took on the apparent fraud that Obama was. And if you challenge the Manchurian candidate on certain issues, they would suppress you and drive you out. I mean, they call him a white supremacist now, even though that guy is as dark as the midnight hour, you know, because that's all they have is divide and conquer and censorship. That's what's so wrong with our society right now. If you believe in the concepts of our country, we're not perfect. Nobody ever is.
Nope.
But the scars of our past lead us to a better future. I told a guy the other day when we were talking about the NASCAR incident that I can't change what happened 200 years ago, nor should I, because we learned from that. And all we
Well,
can
I hope
do,
we have, yeah.
Well, I would say we have.
I would say so, yeah.
I would say race relations were better before Obama than they were now. And it's not because Trump is this and that. It's because, well, if you're white, you're the new Jew for the rising Fourth Reich. And I'm sorry, I had to explain this to an old lady yesterday, because there's nobody in my church that I would ever consider a white supremacist at all. I got friends that are from Jamaica, Africa, you know, all sorts of places. But every one of them believe in certain things. And like I had to explain to her, it doesn't matter what color you are. It doesn't matter what's really going on. For those building the Fourth Reich, you're a white supremacist no matter what color your skin is if you don't tote the line that they're selling.
Yeah. So, a lot of that division comes in college, too, with these multicultural requirements they have. You know, you could save probably 20-25% of what college costs if you just cut those requirements out. And if you want a multicultural education, get a job.
Right.
You're going to work with all types
right.
and kinds and sizes and shapes and personalities, every flavor you can think of.
Right. Well, that's how I explain
get a
the
job.
Military.
And if you can't work with other people that are different than you, you're going to starve.
Right. Right. I do see we have a caller. We have Richard on the line, so I want to hit you up there, Richard. What's on your mind?
Hey, good morning, Sean and Matt. Yeah, your monologue there, you got about 12 hours worth of stuff, right? So much to say, so little time.
Yeah, unfortunately, but, you know,
I just want to give you an anecdote about La Malfa. So a few years ago when I was fighting Common Core prior to its being concreted in our society. I sent a letter to Malamalfa, and if anybody listening knows me and the letters I send to officials and representatives, they're usually quite thorough and well-documented. His answer back to me is basically a cutout letter that basically said, well, you know, we need to have accountability for what our kids are being taught, this and that, and this and that. And he never even did address the European socialist angle of Common Core, which was my main point. And so he didn't even, that was it. And, you know, I wrote him off prior to that, but, you know, he just gave me another reason
to
keep him written off.
That's kind of a joke, too, Richard, having accountability for what our kids are being taught. What they mean is, as parents, you're not smart enough to know what your kids need taught. That's what they're, that's
and
what
I
they're saying.
Because
accountability
system, right?
Is us parents being able to go in and say, hey, this is what we do or don't want our kids being taught. And it's funny with all this quarantine school that probably nobody's teaching Common Core.
That's right.
Or very few.
All parents' eyes are being opened considerably when the kids and the parents are trying to do work. And parents are like, well, my kid can't do this or can't do that, and I was able to do it at that age, and they're not comprehending this, or they're being taught weird stuff, right? There's weird stuff in Common Core.
Well,
so parents' eyes are being opened considerably.
I hope so, because if we allow what's going on to continue to the next generation, like I was telling him off air, to be perfectly blunt, it'll be my kids' generation that is trying to feed us into the ovens in the name of the greater good, because we're all white supremacists, we're all evil. So I want to ask you a question. Do you know how many Fort Helms were closed on in Shasta County by any chance?
I do not. I thought foreclosures and evictions were temporarily halted due to one of the governor's executive orders, though.
I'm not talking about right now. I'm talking about 2000, from 2008 to 2010. I'm going to cut you off real quick because I want to jam these guys up some more. But I appreciate your call, and I appreciate people like you standing up and pushing back, because we do outnumber the system. They just use the game of manipulation to hide that.
Okay, hey, thanks, guys.
And thank you. Okay, the reason why it's so important for how many homes were foreclosed on in Shasta County between 2008 and 2009, I want to know what Lapdog Dally is doing down in Sacramento. I mean, it is mind-boggling that I can find news articles where a court of law has already told Governor Brown and Governor Newsom to return $330 million that was part of a settlement to address the foreclosure homes. That money was supposed to go to the people that were distressed in our community. I mean, if you advocate the government should be the solution, why not call out the accountability? And people like Brian Dally, they're lapdogs. They serve the political establishment system, which is why he's not done a damn thing about that money. $330 million. That was supposed to go to the people. And yet, because he hasn't got the courage to represent us, because they're controlled opposition, that's what Doug Lamoff is, that's what Les Baugh is. There's no accountability. They don't want us to have a peaceful solution. You're going to bow to this Fourth Reich that's being built right now around us, or you're going to rebel against it. And when they rebel, well, they're just going to be putting down those evil white supremacists. You know, that's the sad reality.
I don't get why our Republican representatives won't speak out.
Because they serve the same agenda.
We call them rhinos, and that's what they are. They don't want to speak out. They don't do anything to jeopardize, in the end, their brand has nothing to do with the people they represent.
Well, the Republican Party is dead. It is over. Unless they elect somebody like Ron Paul or Rand Paul into the California government, they're done. I will never vote for a Republican again, period. I'll vote for Trump, because he's a maverick, and if he was following the path that me and you were discussing earlier about those building the new system, I would disown him in a heartbeat. But people like Brian Dally and Doug Lamoffa, they seem to think that they're not going to suffer when all this goes to hell.
Well, you know, like for instance, with Brian Dally, what makes it easy for me to decide who I'll vote for when he comes up for election is who backs him. right? You see lots of union PACs.
Yeah.
All these different PACs that are mostly what we don't agree with. If you look at the unions and the different groups that back him, and those unions, if you go to their offices, it's all Democratic stuff
right
up there. And they even tell their members that that's how they're supposed to vote for whoever the D is.
Right.
And, but then those same people are financing, our Republican representatives.
Yeah, no, because so, they've sold us out. They've sold us out. Look, our government's been seized by criminals, and I want to point this out. Last time I was on the radio, I was talking about...
I got to cut in real quick for a break. Ashley's signaling us. You're listening to Jefferson State of Minds on KCNR 96.5, 1460 AM. And if you want to call in, the number 605-4567.
Stop me from speaking. So many people trying to keep me and keep me from thinking. But I'm awake and I'm tired of sleeping.
No going back, no going back.
Mental prison, slavery of the mind. Education, keeping us in line. Propaganda controls our youth. Stolen culture, broken truth.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Did you know that the city of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
These are unprecedented times, challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency child care, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
Calling all the clans together. Calling all the clans together. Calling all the clans together. Brothers, come around.
Welcome back, State of Jefferson. You're listening to KCNR 96.5, 1460 AM. If you'd like to call in and join us, the number 605-4567. Matt, I believe you were...
Oh, okay, okay.
You're going to educate us a little bit on Les Baugh.
Yeah, okay, okay. The point I want to make, and it's the same thing with Brian Dowley and Doug LaMalfa and the majority of these Republicans that we're dealing with, they seek to be controlled opposition. And what I mean by that is if you can't, I believe it was Stalin said, if you can't suppress the opposition, lead it. And that's what they're doing. There's a reason why Les Baugh's first move in a position of power was to suppress Jefferson. Now he's running around trying to pretend he's on the same side as us. He's not. If you're going to spend 3 hours listening to a conversation about chemtrails, something that you have zero ability to do anything at all about, no matter what your opinion on the subject is, how much of that time was of our taxpayer money went to you guys doing that? But you have no power whatsoever to do anything about that. So why are you paying lip service to the Patriots in our community when you had an opportunity to move Jefferson forward? And I believe you're a pastor, which really ticks me off. Okay. Are you cool with the pedophilia being normalized in Sacramento? Excuse me. In the name of tolerance, where they want to make it legal for an adult to have intercourse with a child within 10 years of age. That means that an 18-year-old could molest an 8-year-old and not be put on the sex offender list. You can't talk about that stuff because it's being done in the name of tolerance. But are you cool with that, Les Paul? Are you really seriously going to stand in the way of the peaceful solution to things being shoved down our throat that we do not believe in? As a Christian man, I find it incredibly offensive that you want to pretend to be on our side while you're standing in the way of a peaceful solution to what's being shoved on us.
And it's in a lot of different ways. I see pastors getting stronger now, you know, especially as they try to, we've started to open up in certain places and they're trying to shut back down. And then still churches have not been fully open when all these other organizations have. I think pastors really should have been a lot stronger. And there were a couple, but really should have been a lot stronger, took a stronger stand on our freedom. And I think it's very telling, and I've said this before, in our First Amendment, the very first right mentioned is religion. And I think that's important. I think the Founding Fathers had a reason for that. And I think part of that reason is that this doesn't work. America doesn't work unless the laws and rules and stuff that we come up with, the way we govern, isn't based on morality with accountability.
Right. I would agree with you, and that's part of why they're trying to get rid of God in public. If you're offended by a cross that was built 60 years ago in a military cemetery, and you think you have the right to pull it down, that monument isn't for you. It's for the people who died there. And many of them did believe in those things. You have no right to disperse that. It's a joke.
And for the record, I am all about protesting. But a lot of what's going on right now is not protesting. It's rioting and looting, and I think it needs to be shut down immediately.
The first water bottle thrown,
it is no longer a peaceful assembly.
What about the concrete milkshakes that are being tossed at gay Asian reporters in Portland for covering the Antifa? Or what about the white clerk that was beat to death in Houston? Yeah. Or there's
if
several
you don't like a statue or a monument, then you petition your local legislation, right? Your local representatives, your city council members.
But they don't want to go
along
with that.
And you go through that process. No, this mob mentality, it's not going to work.
Well, we're
and it won't pan out for the people that are right now on the front lines doing it, because they are not as prepared as they think they are.
No, but they're useful idiots. They're there to be manipulated for multiple purposes. Look, history shows that the useful idiots not only empower the government through their direct actions, but once the system gains enough power, they're the first ones stomped into the dirt by the system that they bring about. Yeah. There's a reason why these liberal cities are the places where they're rioting and revolting. They're revolting in a large part against the policies that they're enabling, which is why the government in these areas are acting like fifth column and bowing down. Mob rule is not how this country's built.
No.
You know?
But it is about control. We're going to take this call. We got Mark on the line. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, guys. Great show, and I'd like to thank you for your service. It's very important for people to remember that there are shallow graves all over the world filled with American men and women who fought for the country that we now enjoy and which we're now losing. And I just wanted to thank you for your service first. But I was listening to the first part of the show, and I think you're right about all of it. And here's our problem. This nation has turned its back on God. The governor of this state would like to replace God in your life, and he's actively doing that. They advocate the murder of the unborn. They advocate the indoctrination of our youth. We've allowed all of that. If you want to know whose fault all this is, go in the bathroom and look in the mirror, because it's our own fault. Our liberty is gone, and unfortunately, as Winston Churchill said, there are three stages to this fight for liberty. First is, if you won't fight when it's easy and when victory is assured, you'll be forced to fight when victory is in doubt. And the third scenario is that your liberty is lost, like ours is, and you'll be forced to fight just to determine whether you die a free man or a slave. Now, having said that, we have a liberal party, the Democrats, which literally are socialist, communist, and and their Marxist revolutionaries in Antifa and BLM, that's nothing more than their armed militia, are attempting to undo the 2016 election. They've been working at it for years. They're winning, by the way, and that's just an objective viewpoint. And our job is to stop that. And what we need to ask ourselves is, what's the plan and what are we willing to do? People have jobs, children, homes, cars. They're making payments to the bank. They're, you know, they're putting food on the table. What really is the plan when it comes to taking our liberty back? We have ineffective government. We have ineffective conservative politicians who are weak-willed and weak-kneed and have no backbone. They're all we have, but we know what they are. So do we educate them? Do we take them under our wing? Do we educate them? Do we try to build some backbone and gain some voice, or do we take matters into our own hands? And that's the real question now.
Yeah, and I think you're spot on, Mark. I do think people are more concerned with what they're wearing, what kind of car they drive, and what their house looks like than their liberties.
I think it's a little more basic than that. I think people that, you know, they have lives and they have kids, and their duty and responsibility to their Lord and their family is to raise those children and make sure that they're safe and happy and fed. And that's not an easy question. You know, we're at a point in time where if we do nothing, then we know what's going to happen. If we do something, we don't know what's going to happen, but we know for a fact that it's going to lead to strife and hardship. And the open question is, are most people willing to take that job on? And I suggest to you that they are not. I suggest to you that they're willing to trade their liberty for a little temporary safety, and that's just an observation. It's not a wish. So we have to ask ourselves as leaders, what is the next move? How can we win this fight for liberty without needlessly endangering people or their lives or their livelihoods? The governor doesn't care. I mean, he shuts down all the wineries, but he exempts his own. He's assembling strike forces to punish businesses for not obeying his directives. And I suggest to people, you think you're safe. I'm a former police officer, and I have to tell you, you're not safe. You'd be absolutely horrified at what goes on outside your house when you think you're safe in your bed.
Yeah. Well, I'd like to respond to you, Mark. You know, I have a great deal of respect for the fight you've put in for us, you know, because we believe in the same things. Me personally, I believe that all we can do is educate the people around us, get as many people awake, and I personally make an effort to engage law enforcement in discussion about our Constitution.
I try to give them pocket constitutions
every
time.
And I love that, man. That's a brilliant idea. Because in the end, Mark, they're going to push this until the armed conflict comes. They've been wanting revolution since the 60s. In fact, I've got Ashley in there with a clip for an FBI informant talking about the plan. These people, once they realized they couldn't overthrow us from military power infested our government, and they're preparing the battle space, I would say, for war. And they've been doing that for quite some time. Me personally, I believe our community, Jefferson, will rise out of the ashes of what's about to happen, because when they collapse the system and bring about their world government, it's going to be open season as to what happens. And those of us that are liberty-minded are in this community. That's the big part about Jefferson, because, you know, where else are you going to find potheads and ultra-conservatives who agree on anything, but they agree on Jefferson?
Yeah.
You know, I got liberal friends in Cottonwood right now, and I hadn't seen in 30 years, and she's ready for that clip, but I want to finish this thought. They're both Democrats. They don't support Trump at all. But one of the first things out of his mouth was, we voted for Jefferson. Why hasn't it happened? You know, and to me, that gives me hope, because so much, once you cut through the fog of propaganda, most people in this community want the same thing, to live their lives in peace and not be brutalized by the government in the name of this and that. And propaganda ministries like the Record Searchlight or Channel 7 News, with their willful ignorance, they're not serving our community, so we need to be the voice of reason within our community. And I want to play this FBI clip real quick. It's like 2 minutes, so. Okay. It's slowly starting. You still there, Mark?
Yes, I am.
Okay. By the way, you rock, man. You know, I remember when you were on a different website, and I engaged you a couple times on the subject, and she says she's ready, so I'm going to shut up.
I brought up the subject of what's going to happen after we take over the government. You know, we become responsible then for administrating, you know, 250 million people. And there was no answers. No one had given any thought to economics. How are you going to clothe and feed these people? The only thing that I could get was that they expected that the Cubans and the North Vietnamese and the Chinese and the Russians would all want to occupy different portions of the United States. They also believed that their immediate responsibility would be to protect against what they called the counter-revolution. And they felt that this counter-revolution could best be guarded against by creating and establishing re-education centers in the Southwest, where we would take all the people who needed to be re-educated into the new way of thinking and teach them.
All right. For those that don't know about that clip, that was an FBI informant in the 60s who infiltrated the Weather Underground. And if you know who the Weather Underground is, you can find various information to...
Mark, if you'll hold, we got to go on a break real quick. You're listening to KCNR 96.5, 1460 AM.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans' issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5, 1460 AM.
Don't distance yourself from your goals. At Shasta College, you can earn transfer-ready credits from the comfort of your couch or get job-ready for that high-demand career with convenient, cost-effective classes that work for you. Register now for fall classes. The semester starts August 17th, and now is the perfect time to take control of your future. Visit our website at shastacollege.edu or call 242-7500. Start your tomorrow today at Shasta College.
My flag and country, my home and life. Proud to stand and fight for the stars and stripes. Brave men and women told to sacrifice so we can live in freedom and have our rights. You might not like my.
Welcome back, Jeffersonians. You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. If you want to call in, number 605-4567. Mark, thanks for holding over with us.
No, that's quite all right. I'll just say one more thing and then I'm going to go back listening. You guys are doing a great job, but I personally could never vote for anyone who advocates the murder of the unborn. I could never vote for anyone who advocates the destruction of the Second Amendment in any way, shape, or form. I could never vote for a Democrat because of those things. Any liberal that's listening to this show If you vote for a Democrat, you are advocating the murder of the unborn and the denial of the right to the human right, the absolute right to self-defense for yourself and your neighbors. Republicans are weak. They're really not doing us any good. However, in this case, they're the only conservatives that are standing in the room. We have choices to make, everybody. Make them carefully because our future depends upon it. And I don't know what anyone else is going to do, and I'm not advocating any course of action except for myself. And as for me, I will not submit. I will not submit to tyranny in any form, any way, shape, or form by any government, any time, any day of the week. My liberty was given to me by my God. I will not turn my back on my Lord and Savior. I will demand my liberty, even at the price of my life.
Amen to
and
that.
Thank you, guys. Yep. Thank you, guys. And I'm gonna get off and listen to the show.
Thanks, Mark. Thanks for calling in.
Okay, so I want to address this real quick. Channel 7. How many times do they say the virus within their hour show? The reason why I keep bringing this up is it's important to understand the game of manipulation. It's subtle reinforcement. It's fear, fear. We'll be right back with the weather. Fear, fear. More fear. We'll be right back for the weather. They use it as a filler. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't matter what channel you watch. If you pay attention to how many times they repeat something in a period of time, it's a game of manipulation. Mark, I'm right there with you, and I can tell you that's one thing that gives me hope. On the ground, people are awake. It doesn't matter what color you are. Once you engage them in the discussion of liberty, most of them get it. That's why I listen to the variety of music I've tried to play on this radio, because it doesn't matter what color you are. Two of these videos I just had her play were Hispanics in Southern California realizing that they're going to have to fight to defend their freedom. You know, last time I was on, everyone, bit of the music is from a different group of people, a different style, a different genre, all singing about the same thing. There's a disconnect between the liberty movement and those that are politically active. And once you realize that, you can bridge that gap, because they don't want actual freedom to be an option for the people. Because if you're selling slavery to the state, well, you know, you can't present that alternative. That's why we're suppressed. And I would argue with this to you, Mark. These people are not conservative. They're placeholders, maintaining the status quo all the way to the end, despite the overwhelming support they would have if they actually had the courage to represent something besides their own interests, which is why Brian Daly can sit down and say, I'm for you, but not do anything with all that money that was stolen by the government on the distressed homes, or the gas tax money that's been stolen in the name of this and that. They don't serve us.
No. Brian, we're voting for the background check on ammo.
Well, I can tell you that doesn't matter. This community is so heavily armed that it would truly take the army coming here to disarm this community. And that's why... I always say
America has the two strongest military forces on earth ever, right? With the American military being the second most powerful, the armed citizens of this nation.
I agree.
Being the most powerful military force ever.
There's a video of a cop that was speaking out against the lockdown stuff. And in his video, he acknowledges he's an Iraqi war vet. And he's like, you folks just don't get it. Once this hits the fan, there's no way they're going to be overrun in 5 minutes. But they want that because they need to. Look, you look at this defund the police thing, which I think is a great idea for people like us in Jefferson, because we are so heavily armed. We look to protect our own anyway. They want to cause the chaos so they can federalize law enforcement and then push it up to the UN, which is why you can find news articles, 2009-ish, I believe, for Washington, where they were trying to federalize the police force under Obama, and news articles where they're trying to bring the UN into Chicago to quell the violence, but they will not allow the National Guard in there. They want to cause this chaos. And I would submit to you guys, voting for Republican is like voting for the driver doing 95 going off the cliff. Voting for a Democrat is voting for the driver doing 150 off the cliff. If we're going off the cliff, no matter what, because both parties have sold us out, then we need to prepare for what's about to happen on the other side of that. And that's where Jefferson will rise. Because I want to hit this up real quick. Thank you for the patriots that came out to make sure the protests in our community were peaceful. You need to understand, no matter what happens, no matter if you're in the right or wrong, dishonest media outlets like the Record Searchlight will lie through their teeth to sell their agenda. Yeah. And OPSEC, folks, OPSEC, because law enforcement, they're trying to walk a fine line. I believe they're going to have to choose at some point, but they're trying to walk a fine line right now. You can't expect them to be to have your back at this point, because many of them, their actions show that they're wanting to be supportive of the community, but they're also being painted into a corner where they're being called on to disarm us. And I've told many law enforcement, if you kick in my door at 2 o'clock in the morning, shoot my dog or my kids, I'm going to use force to defend myself, because that's unconstitutional. You don't like what I have to say? You want to accuse me of something? You call me on the phone. I'll show up at your fake little courthouse and participate, but I'll speak my mind too. But they're setting the stage to make war against us, and these people better wake up, because I'm not their enemy. And many of the law enforcement I know, they figured that out. You know that.
Yeah. Well, you know, they do have a hard, they're in a hard position. They're not actually, as Mark Baird has talked about many times, not obligated to protect us in any way. But, you know, they're also on the front lines all the time, and they never get a chance to pull back.
Right.
And so they dehumanize everybody.
Well,
you know,
I
dehumanize people. I call the homeless zombies, because I deal with them pretty regularly in the job I have. And so it's hard not to do that. It's hard to, once they've dehumanized them, it's like they dehumanize everybody.
Right.
Every
right.
single person.
Well, the only solution to that is to roll back the government as quickly as we can. By the way, the Democrats I was speaking about in Cottonwood, they agreed with me on that when I said, well, the only solution is to gut this government as fast as we can. They were completely on board. I'm hoping to have an interview with them.
I think what Democrats and Republicans would agree on, especially in the state of Jefferson, is that we are all underrepresented. None of us are represented. We don't have any representation at all. It's all, the only people that have representation are the people that pay for our assemblymen and our senators. That's it. And those are your big corporations, pharmaceutical
right.
companies, union PACs, the people that are in power maintaining that power. And we gotta break that. We got to get our people in.
But see, we got to present an alternative. There's a gentleman out of Alaska. His name's Schaefer Cox. I think everybody should check out his videos online. Granted, he's sitting in prison right now, because if you know how corrupt our government is, if you're effective in pushing the liberty message, they target you in a heartbeat with the system. And if you look at what he's talking about, it's time to turn our back on the government. If they're not willing to represent us anymore, begin separating yourself out. I don't want to get myself in trouble here, but I believe in the concept of non-compliance. It's I'm not going to comply as much as I can. And while I'm not looking for a gunfight, you know, I will fight what I can. But the system is so broken that the only solution is for us to present an alternative of liberty. And I know we're short on time because we're getting down to the wire. I want to say, if you believe in freedom, it's stand up, advocate. You know, my vehicle, I have Jefferson gear on it, because it's a big middle finger to the establishment. You know, I do something called guerrilla activism. When I go someplace that has little brochures and little flyers, I drop a Jefferson and a Constitution in there, just so that somebody that comes by, picking up a brochure, finds it. And then whether they look at it or not, it's outreach.
Yep. You'd be amazed. I give away hundreds of these pocket constitutions. And when I can get people to honestly answer if they've ever read it or not, a lot of them say, well, part of it a long time ago. It's amazing how many people have never read it, and they need to read it. You need to know what your rights are. How do you know if you're even losing them? Which we have. Like Marcus said, we've given them all away here. So I do that. I try to get out there and get those people, especially kids, you know, count.
That's good,
counter,
man,
what's being fed them.
Look, there's a reason why AOC was on national news last week bragging about how teenagers rocked Trump's rally or whatever by faking a bunch of invites. These people have no problem manipulating our youth, just like Stalin and Hitler did. So,
and the media focused on that, but didn't tell you how many people. It was Fox's largest viewership ever.
No, I know, because it's a game of manipulation.
That was just one outlet.
I want to say this to everybody that's hearing this. If you believe in freedom, you better wake up and you better do something besides continue to prop up the Republicans, because they're not going to do anything. I know we're down to the last minute, and it's time for Jefferson.
Yeah.
It is time. And she's giving me the signal.
Time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.